Looky here, it's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and sponsored by Avnet. I'm Amelia Dalton, your host as always, and folks, this week we are driving at one of the most important scientific questions of our lifetime. What is the sound of one atom clapping? What if that atom is in a forest with no one around? And what do a bear and the Pope have to do with this? Well, wait a second. I think I may be mixing things up a bit here. Well, anyway, did you hear that scientists at Columbia University and Sweden's Chalmers University of Technology believe that they have finally discovered the sound that is emitted from just one atom? It's true. And they didn't actually hear it. They recorded it, but didn't hear it. Anyway, let's back up a second here. The atom at hand, or in the ear, as the case may be, was actually an artificial atom. If you haven't been following quantum physics daily, like I do, you may not know what an artificial atom is. Well, an artificial atom is made by putting together millions of billions of atoms that share a similar atomic trait. And that trait allows them, to absorb certain quantities of energy and then release this energy as light. Therefore, this artificial atom acts, electronically speaking, like a single atom. Okay, single atom, check. Next, noisy part. The scientists at Sweden's Chalmers University of Technology had an idea. What if we bombarded this artificial atom with sound waves instead of the electromagnetic spectrum? And bam, 2 months after the initial theory was put forth, it worked. They were able to couple up this superconducting artificial atom, which is only 0.01 millimeters long, if you were wondering, coupled to phonons, the smallest possible units of sound waves. As you can probably imagine, they were able to manipulate these phonons easier than their lighty photonic counterparts. Because, simply, as Martin Gustafsson of Sweden's Chalmers University Technology says, due to the slow speed of sound, we have time to control the quantum particles while they travel. Very cool. So what was the sound emitted by the quantum combination? Well, let's just say, in order to speak atom, you're gonna need an awfully high voice. About 20 octaves above the highest note on a piano. Okay, wait. I've been working on this joke all week. Knock, knock. Who's there? Atom. Atom who? Atom who? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, man. Okay, maybe another episode of Funnier in My Head Than Any Kind of Reality, quantum or not. If you want to read a super deep, very technical article called Propagating Phonons Coupled to an Artificial Atom, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com. You may want to clear your calendar for the next hour, so... All right, it's time for the one and only Phil Callahan from Silicon Labs. Phil is bringing the Internet of Things, sub-gigahertz, and Zigbee wireless transceivers and a whole bunch of sensors. Let's bring on the fun, shall we? Hi, Phil. Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
All right, Phil, let's talk about Silicon Labs and XFest. Now, what are the key topics that Silicon Labs wants to highlight at this year's XFest?
So Silicon Labs is very interested in promoting two main concepts and products for those at this year's XFest. In one area, a subject that lots of folks are interested in, the Internet of Things, and we've got a number of different products in that area that basically allow the endpoints of the Internet of Things to work, whether they're low-energy sensors, microcontrollers, and then wireless chips to get that information from and to the Internet. So those are the first area that we're promoting. Again, Internet of Things, low power, portable, wearables, those types of end products would be ideal for those solutions. And then on the other side of the company strategy is where I work, and that's the Internet infrastructure. And basically, that's the pipeline that makes all this Internet of Things get connected together. And so products in that area are timing ICs, oscillators, et cetera, that allow those Internet of Things to have the proper cadence and to communicate across the Internet infrastructure. So those are the two big things.
Okay, gotcha. So, Phil, what kind of designers would really benefit from seeing Silicon Labs at this year's X-Fest?
Good question. So, again, in the Internet of Things area, embedded systems engineers or designers are the ones that will benefit from our products for the Internet of Things. These are designers that need to add sensors or wireless connectivity to their products, or they need to have sensing functions to do things like relative humidity sensing or even optical sensing. And then the wireless part of it is Zigbee and sub-gigahertz wireless transceivers that allow for longer data transmission from these Internet of Things endpoints, or they allow more scalable and more battery-powered applications to run efficiently so that they can last longer. So that's the first category, embedded design engineers. And the second product space for Silicon Labs is the Internet infrastructure, and specifically FPGA design engineers are ones that would benefit for looking at our new products for handling higher bandwidth and more complex protocols across the Internet infrastructure. So things like switching, routing, PCIe switches, for example, all these things hook up and connect the endpoints of the Internet of Things, and FPGA systems designers often implement their solutions where they need complex timing chips to make all those systems work together.
Okay, cool. So, Phil, tell me about any new products or development tools that we will be seeing at this year's X-Fest that maybe we haven't seen before.
Okay, I'll start out with the Internet infrastructure. We've got a brand new family of fourth generation clock generators and jitter attenuators. And again, these are the clock chips that keep the heartbeat or the cadence of the Internet infrastructure running efficiently, at high bandwidth, and reliably. So we've got an entire family of seven new products named the SI-53-4X family that take our industry leadership position in clock generation and jitter attenuation and bring it to a class of jitter performance that really has never been seen before for these types of products. So we're looking at more outputs, lower jitter, and some really cool tools that make it really easy for these systems designers to put these systems clock trees in place. So that's the first area, the SI-53-4X clock generator and jitter attenuator family. The second area is in the Internet of Things arena. We've got some new sensor boards that are targeted at the MicroZ development platform. And these boards basically allow design engineers for embedded systems to look at sensor performance, how they can integrate that sensor functionality into their Internet of Things device, such as a wearable. And these are very easy to use, simple embedded system tools that allow a design engineer to see how it would fit in his or her system. So we have got a number of demos that we'll be demonstrating at X-Fest this year, more than a half a dozen, as I understand it, including the clock generators that I mentioned earlier. So that's, in a nutshell, what we're going to show at X-Fest. We're very excited about it. Silicon Labs, I think this year, has a record number of new product announcements, and X-Fest is an awesome forum to introduce these new products.
Excellent. That sounds exciting. So, Phil, I know you said that you guys have quite a few new demos at this year's X-Fest, but tell me about a couple.
Well, we have a really cool one that's kind of close to my heart. It's obviously the clock generator and jitter attenuator family, the SI-53-4X family. That's kind of a mouthful. But this is a tool that basically allows a design engineer that, you know, in the past has struggled with coming up with a clock solution that is compact and efficient and can generate all the different clocks for all these protocols that points of the Internet of Things require as they communicate across the Internet. And in the past, creating custom configurations for these high-performance clocks has been a real drudgery for designers. And with this new tool called Clock Builder Pro, really an amateur, if you will, can create a complex clock tree in literally 2 or 3 minutes and get a custom configured part generated and delivered within 2 weeks. So it really takes a lot of the drudgery out of some of these designs and allows the design engineer to focus on creativity. So that's one of the demos that we'll be demonstrating. Again, it's Clock Builder Pro, and it's a downloadable software that runs on either an iOS device, a portable device, or it also runs in a desktop configuration with a Windows 7 platform or newer.
All right, Phil. Now, I know you've been a soccer fan for quite a few years now, and you play yourself, right?
Still after all these years, that's right.
Okay, excellent. Now, Phil, here's your off-the-cuff question. Who was or is the best soccer player of all time?
Well, I think the best player of all time is still living, and it's Lionel Messi from Argentina. Many people recognize him as the most talented player. He's still got a lot in his career left to do, but I think he's, in my opinion, the top guy. And, of course, you can't forget about the women either, if you want to ask me about women's soccer players, that would, of course, be
Yes.
Ham.
Of course. I should have known that one. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me, Phil. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
My pleasure as well. Anytime, and I look to see everyone at X-Fest.
Now, folks, quick pop quiz. What is the most important part of your design process? Prototyping? Good guess, but not quite. Getting done with tape out and going out for some beers? Possibly, but that wasn't where I was headed. Synthesis. Synthesis may just be the single most important step in creating a high-quality implementation of our designs. But we can expect our synthesis tool to produce the best results without considering the very important effects of routing delay introduced by placement and routing. Am I right? Right? Okay, yes, I think I am. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Physically Aware Synthesis Techniques to Lower Power, Improve Timing, Congestion, and Correlation, I chat with David Stratman of Cadence Design Systems about how to apply physically aware synthesis techniques to improve the overall quality of your design. You can check out this episode by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal, by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com, or by heading on over to the on-demand section on eejournal.com. Hey, did you know X-Fest was happening right now? It is. In fact, the first events have already started, so you better get moving. Avnet and Xilinx are excited to announce the technical program for this year's X-Fest, a global series of seminars offering practical how-to training for FPGA, DSP, SoC, and embedded systems designers. Don't miss this opportunity to learn more about recent innovations in technology and product development methodology from Xilinx, and to experience a deep dive with Avnet technical experts into the key technology domains where Xilinx FPGAs offer unique, high-impact, and cost-savings capabilities. Events have started in September, now in North America. All right, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want to register right this very moment for this year's X-Fest, you can. I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page that will take you directly there. Also, hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should get around to it. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, well, I'm sorry. No, you can also join our circle on Google Plus as well. We also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. You know, featuring me. Yeah, I know. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Hey, and remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 26th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.